Ajaha. Ajaha means goat. So that is Rudhi. Gajaha is elephant. These are Rudhis. Then Pachakaha. Pachakaha means the cook. That is yoga. Pach plus ka. A in between. Shap. And Upadha Vruddhi. Not Shap, whatever it is. Upadha Vruddhi. Pachakaha.
You will get Pach plus Nul.
Nul, yeah.
So you were an Aka.
You were an Aka.
Aka.
Aka. That is how it came. Nul, Uchau. That is Nul. So, Pachakaha. Nul, because it is Nit, Ata Upadhaya. Niti, Niti cha Pratyaya. Therefore, Pachakaha. So now you can see Pach, Nul. Nul is the Pratyaya. In the meaning of Kartu, Kartari Arthe, Nul Trucho.
Kartari
Krutu. Kartari Krutu, the Kartari comes here. Therefore, so that is the yoga. Just now we have done yoga. Then the third category of words called Yoga Ruhi. Means it is both yoga and Ruhi. The standard example is Pankajam. Panke jayate it Pankajam. Therefore, born in mud, yoga. But many things are born in the mud. Many things. Like shells, crabs, so many things come out of mud. They are not called Pankaja. Pankaja is this Padma only. Ambuja, Padma, Ambuja is Padma only. Many things are born, the fish also is born from Ambu. Ambu is water. These are, they are yoga, but fish. They have both qualities. This is the Gargya Paksha. Gargya says like that. So according to him, there are certain rudhis. Many yogas will be there, but certain rudhis are there. Na sarvani, everything is coming from dhatu, that he doesn't accept. Okay? Then he has to refute the thesis that everything came from dhatu. He is refuting now. Okay? Gargya paksha. So Gargya paksha becomes Paro paksha. Because Nairuttas paksha is everything from dhatu, you know, that will be the Uttara paksha. It will come later. First Gargya paksha.
Tadyatra
swara samskarau samarthau pradeshikena gunena anvitau syatam. There full stop it is. This is a very confusing language it is. So, that Gargya paksha is now coming. Gargya paksha is being described. How? So yatra means in which word. There are certain words. In that word, you find swara samskarau samarthau pradeshikena gunena anvitau. So swara will be there. It will have a swara. Udatta, anudatta. Vedic words only we are talking of. Udatta, anudatta, those swaras will be there. And then vyakarana samskara also fits into it. Like pachakaha, swarapat, in Veda it will have swaram. Pavakaha, punati, from that came pavakaha. So, but there is vyakarana samskara, nul comes like that. That is also there. They are swara samskarau samarthau. Samarthau means susangatau. They are nicely fitting, they are in place. Okay, and then they have the quality, guna, gunena anmitav. The quality is there. The swara and the samskara, they are there, and they are also associated with the quality, guna. Gunena anmitav, swara samskara. What is the guna? Pradeshikena gunena. Pradesha is verb. So, pradeshikena gunena. So, the words have now two things in the word. Yatra ismin pade, swara is there, and samskara, vyakarana samskara is there. Means prakriti pratyaya vibhaga and yoga is all fitting, samarthav. And then the quality that arises from the verbal unit, verbal root, that is also there. Means it it has the meaning that fits into the root verb. That is the Pradeshikena Gunena Anvitam. Such words are certainly derived from verbal roots. Gargya, okay? So, they are certainly derived from verbal roots. But then, all words are not like that. Samvijnatani tani. So, such padani, such words are indeed understood as arising out of verbs. But there are padas, other kinds of words in which the vyakarana samskara doesn't fit, prakriti pratyaya samskara doesn't fit, and also pradeshika guna, means kriya sambandhi guna, the quality coming out of the verb, it is not there. Such words are also known. Therefore, everything is derived from the verb is not acceptable. Okay?
Yatha.
Like we are now showing some words, tani samvijnatani, well understood words, but they don't have that quality of vyakarana. Swara could be there, for every word will have swara. The vyakarana samskara associated with pradeshika guna, they are not there. There are such words, well known in the society. And for example, gauhu. So gauhu, what is the vyakarana samskara? There is nothing like that. Ashvaha.
Ashvaha.
Purushaha.
Purushaha.
Hasti.
Hasti.
Yeah. So, these are the words. Iti. For these words, as an example, what is the vyakarana samskara? What is the pradeshika guna associated with the vyakarana samskara? Nothing. No verb, nothing. Therefore, such words are not derived from verbal roots. Yeah, they are rooty words. Okay? Then that is one argument. This is the first argument. Let us count these arguments. Because they have to be refuted in a sequence later. So first argument. Then athate sarvani akhyata jani namani syuhu
sarvani akhyata jani namani syuhu
yakkascha
yakkascha
karma
kuryat
sarvam tat sattvam
tatha
achikshiran
atha.
One more argument. Suppose you argue sarvani namani akhyata jani syuhu chet. If all the words, namas, are derived from verbal roots, then the nama derived from the verbal root, therefore the nama must be associated with the meaning of that verbal root, namely kriya. The nama should be associated with the kriya. Five, not only that nama is associated with that kriya, an object is called with that nama, because that object is associated with that kriya. Otherwise, how it comes from kriya? So, there is an object and it has a name. And the name is associated with the kriya. Therefore, that means that a particular object, sattvam is object, that particular object is performing that kriya. Therefore, that is fine. Then, any other object which performs the same kriya should also be called by the same nama. Suppose there is an object, Ashvaha is an object, it has a name, what is the name? Ashvaha, it is the name of the object, or a prani, why do you call it Ashva, suppose, and so Ash means running fast, that's why it is called Ashvaha. If you argue like that, then any other thing which runs fast should also be called Ashvaha. But it is not called like that. So somebody comes to ask, nobody calls you Ashwa. Therefore, if you say every word is certainly necessarily derived from kriya, then who, not only this object, any other object that is associated with the same kriya should get the same name. But it is not getting like that. Therefore, there may be one object which gets the name from the kriya, but there are so many other objects which do not get the name from the kriya for this reason. You got the understood? Okay, now you see the sentence again. సర్వాణి నామాని ఆఖ్యాతజాని స్యు చేత్ ఇద్దటి సో ఎక్కశ్చ తత్కర్మ కుర్యాత్ హూసో ఎవర్ ఆర్ వాట్సో ఎవర్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ దట్ పర్టికులర్ యాక్షన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది వెర్బ్ తత్ సర్వం సత్వం ఆల్ దోస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దోస్ లైఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్ తథా ఆచక్షీరం దే షుడ్ బి కాల్డ్ బై దట్ నేమ్ ఓన్లీ ఓకే లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యక్కశ్చ అధ్వానమశ్నువీత అశ్వః సమచనీయస్య సో వాట్ ఈజ్ అశ్వః గాద్యా సేస్ అశ్వః ఇస్ రూఢి ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ బట్ నైరుక్తాస్ సేస్ అశ్ను వ్యాప్తౌ దేర్ ఇస్ ధాతు అండ్ సో ఇట్ కవర్స్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ కవరింగ్ సో వాట్ ఈస్ కవరింగ్ covering the path. Therefore, that which covers the path, that is the meaning, nirukti. Therefore, it is called ashvaha. If you derive the meaning like that from the verb ashvaha, then what happens? Anybody who covers the path should be called ashvaha. But we are not calling like that. Therefore, we have to conclude, ashvaha is not necessarily a word which is given nirukti. Okay? You have any problem there?
No.
It's okay. Then, yat kinchit trulyat.
Yat kinchit trulyat.
Trunantat. So there is a word trunam. If you ask Gagya Mahashaya, he will say, this is a ruhi. Trunam means what? A piece of grass, a blade of grass. It is called trunam. You ask Gagya, this is ruhi, he will say. But it is no verb, further about verb, it is ruhi. But suppose you ask the Niruktakara, Nayukta, they say, Trundhyate iti trunam, that which is plucked or picked up is called truna, like that they give a Nirukti to that. Okay? So, Kinjitu Trundhyat, whatever you pluck, that becomes, so that which is plucked is the trunam, that is the Nirukti. Then, not only a blade of grass, suppose you pluck a fiber from the carpet, that also should be called trunam. Suppose you pluck something from the food, bread, a piece you pluck, that also should be called trunam. Nobody is calling like that. Therefore, don't take things too far. Trunam is a trunam, not because of any verb. Trunam is a trunam because that is how the rudhi is there in the language. Okay? This is the second argument of the Gagya. Then third argument. Athapi Ket Sarvani Achyata Jani Namani Syuhu
Achyata Jani Namani Syuhu
Yavad Bhidbhavai Samprayujyeta
Yavad Bhidbhavai Samprayujyeta
Kalubhyaha
Namadeya
Pratilambhasya
Namadeya Pratilambhasya
Athapi. One more argument of Gagya Gagya Rishi. He says, సర్వాణి నామాని ఆఖ్యాతజాని స్యు చే ఇఫ్ యూ మెయింటైన్ దట్ ఆల్ ది నామాస్ ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వెర్బ్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ యు నో యావద్భిః భావైః సంప్రయుజ్యేత టేక్ వన్ థింగ్ వన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ లైక్ అశ్వః యు సే ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అశ్వః ఫ్రమ్ ది వెర్బ్ అశ్ ఇట్ కేమ్ లైక్ దట్ యు సే ఓకే Then, this object called horse, it is not only associated with the verb ash, with the action ash, but it could be associated with so many other actions. Like it sits, it stands, it goes around, it eats grass, so many other actions will be there. Therefore, based on the verb ash, it got the name ashvaha, then based on the verb eating, it should get one more name. Based on the other verb of lying down, you should get a third name. Is it getting like that? No. Because every object performs multiple actions. And why should it get the name from only one particular action? So this is another argument. Okay? For example, he gives tatraivam tuna darashaya
vasanjani chasyat
Because if you say every single word is derived from verb, then we will give you an example. There is a thing called sthuna. Sthuna means a post fixed into the ground. That is called sthuna, a khambha. Sthuna is there. So take a wooden pole and dig up the earth and fix it. Pole. That is called sthuna. If you ask a Gargya Mahashaya, why it is sthuna, he will say, that is a rudhi. The rudhi, this sthuna, is called sthuna. If you ask the Niruktakara, sthagati niruktam, like that, he will start. So, because it is remaining fixed, from the web remaining fixed, it is called sthuna, like that they derive. Then, it is not only remaining fixed, it has got other association with some other verbs. Like, dare shete. Dara is a hole. Shete means remaining. Therefore, it should have been called dara sheya. Are they calling it dara sheya? Nobody calls it dara sheya. If you say dara sheya, nobody will understand it also. It is only called sthura. And so you say sthagati nivruttau, tishthati, tishthuna, like that. If you say, I would say, it has association with another dhatu, dara, shete. Dara is not dhatu, shete. Dare shete. Therefore, shete from the dhatu, it should be called sheya. Where sheya? So make it dara sheya, it should be called. Nobody calls it. And then sanjani, a pole is there. It is associated with another verb. How? A cow is tied to that. So tying, fixing a cow, that kind of a meaning will be there. Therefore it should also be called sanjani. Sajyante asmin. Like that, some nirukti you have to put and should be able to call it sanjani. Nobody is calling like that. Sanjani, you don't get the meaning of the pole and all that. Therefore, every word coming from the verb, if you say, every object is associated with multiple verbs, and therefore you should have this name and also a few other names, but you don't find like that. Therefore you have to say, there is an aspect of rudhi in the literature. Okay? Then the fourth argument, the third argument is over. Fourth. Athapi yadesham nyayavan karmanamikaha samskaraha yatha chapi pratitarthani syuh tathaitani achakshiram. Okay. He says athapi, and one more argument of the Rishi Gargya. He says Esham means Ashvaha, Gauhu, Purushaha. These words, the Rudhi words are there. Among these words, let us take one word, Yaha. One word, which word? Karmanamikaha means this word has got the name derived from karma. Karma is Kriya. So it has the name derived from Kriya, Karmanamikaha. And then the word is associated with samskara also. Samskara means vyakarana samskara. Samskara is always vyakarana samskara. Therefore, prakriti pracaya vibhaga is also there. And therefore, you give a nirukti. Then what happens? Yatha chapi pratitarthani syuhu tatha etani achakshiram. So, it has to be careful, yeah. You see, these words are there, Esham, among these words, like Ashwa, Purusha, etc. Yaha, whichever word, is Nyayavan. It has, Nyaya is a Lakshana. This word has got a characteristic, Nyayavan. And that characteristic is also, what kind of characteristic? Karmanamika Samskaraha. It has the Samskara of Yakarana derivation. And therefore its nama is derived from karma. Karma namika samskara. That is also there. Okay. Shuhu. Okay. But again, Yaha Esham Purushashwadinam Nam Nyayavan. You take, I am repeating it, among all these words, Purushashwa, etc., which are supposed to be rudhi according to Gargya, so take one of those words, whatever word. So what kind of word it is? Nyayavan. It has got Nyaya. Nyaya means Lakshana Nyaya. Nyaya means a method. What is the method? Lakshana means the prakriti, pratyaya, that kind of lakshana it has got. Okay? Lakshana Nyaya is yukta. Lakshana Nyaya is yukta. Okay. So means when you look at the name, it indicates that lakshana means indicating, you know, indicates that this particular word is derived from a verb. Like that it indicates. Therefore, it is a karma, the lakshana that nyayavan. It has the lakshana nyaya. And also what else? Karmanamikaha samskaraha. So, karma, the name derived from karma is called karmanama. And the samskara, vyakarana samskara associated with the karmanama is called karmanamikaha samskaraha. And there is the karmanamika samskara. So now you have a word, like Purushaha, you have a word. This word has got the Lakshanam Nyaya. What is the Lakshanam Nyaya? Purishete. You can it indicates that it could be derived from the verb Shete. Sha stands for Sha. So Shete, Purishete, Chesham Shaha. Sha becomes Sha. And therefore, Pura is the body, therefore Purushete, like that you can derive this word Purushaha. That is Nyayavan. Once you accept that, then Karmanamika Samskaraha. What is the karma here? Shete. That is the karma. And then Shete, where? Puri Shete. And therefore now you apply Vyakarana Samskara to that. Purushete. Then it can also become Purishayaha. Okay? Mm-hmm. Here there are two things. The Rudhi word you take, Purushaha, and you look for the Lakshana Nyaya, means a method of deriving that word from the Vyakarana. You look for it. So Purishete Purushaha you say. Then that Vyakarana Samskara should push you further to come out with another word of the same meaning. Karmanamika samskaraha. Then when you come out with another word with the same meaning, that word also should mean the same thing. Yatha chapi pratitarthanishyuhu. So like purishayaha, you hear the word purishayaha, immediately you get the meaning. Purishete iti purishayaha. That meaning is coming to your mind. Therefore, the Purusha should also be called Purusheyaha. Tatha etani ajakshiran. So now there are two things here. Karmanamika samskaraha, you put that samskara into it and derive another word, and then by saying that another word, the same meaning comes to the mind, like the word Purushaha, whatever meaning comes to you, same meaning comes to the mind from the another word derived grammatically. And therefore, the Purusha should also be called by that another word. And then there is a third word, he should also be called by that third word. But it is not happening like that. Okay? Very roundabout argument it is, okay? For example, Purusham Purishayaha iti
Purusham Purishayaha
Ajakshiran.
Ajakshiran.
Now, you take the word Purushaha. Now, apply Nyayavan. The word has a Nyaya. According to the Shakatayana method, it has the method is possible. You can apply the method. Okay, apply it. How do you apply? Purishete iti Purushaha. That word Nyayavan. Now, యూ హ్యావ్ కార్మనామిక సంస్కార, టేక్ సంస్కార, వ్యాకరణ సంస్కార, వాట్ ఈస్ ది కర్మ హియర్, శేతే ఇస్ ది కర్మ అండ్ ఇన్ పురి. నౌ యూ అప్లై దట్ సంస్కార అండ్ కమ్అట్ విత్ అనదర్ వర్డ్, దట్ వర్డ్ ఈస్ పురిషయ అండ్ బై హీరింగ్ ది వర్డ్ పురిషయ యూ గెట్ ది ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ది సేమ్ మీనింగ్ విచ్ యూ ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు డిరైవ్ ఫర్ ది వర్డ్ పురుష. సేమ్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ కమింగ్. ఇఫ్ పురుష ఇస్ డిరైవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వెర్బ్ శేతే, దెన్ పురుషయ ఇస్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ డిరైవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వెర్బ్ శేతే. ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ పురుష ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ లక్షణ, ఐస్ ఆర్ ఇండికేటింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ పురుషేతే ఇస్ ఇండికేటింగ్. వెరస్ ఇన్ పురుషయ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇండికేటింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ కార్మనామిక సంస్కార. ఏ ఫిక్స్డ్ వ్యాకరణ సంస్కార ఇస్ దేర్ విచ్ డిరైవ్స్ ది నేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది కర్మ, దట్ ఈస్ కార్మనామిక సంస్కార. So when you hear the word purusha, you may get the meaning whether purusheta or not, you may not get, here that's how only you get. But when you say purusheta, certainly the karmanamika samskara is coming out vividly. And therefore, if purushaha is derived from the verb purusheta, then there is every reason to use the word purusheta for the person. In fact, purushayaha must fit better than the purushaha, because pratitarthanishyuhu, because the moment you hear the word, the artha is strikingly coming to the mind. Therefore, purushayaha is a better fit than purushaha. Therefore, they should call him purushaha and also should call him purushayaha, but nobody is calling like that. They are not calling purushayaha.
అశ్వం
ఫ్రమ్ అశ్ ధాతు. ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది వే, హౌ డు యూ నో న్యాయవాన్, బికాస్ ది వర్డ్ అశ్ అశ్వ అశ్, సో దట్ ఇండికేట్స్ లక్షణ దట్ ఓకే అశ్ను వ్యాప్తౌ ధాతు లైక్ దట్, దట్ న్యాయ ఇస్ దేర్. దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ సే ఓ నిరుక్తకార సేస్, సో ఇట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ధాతు అస్. ఓకే, ఇట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ధాతు అస్, బట్ దెన్ టేక్ ది సేమ్ ధాతు అండ్ అప్లై తృచ్ అశు తృ, దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అష్ట్రు. షు బికమ్స్ షు, తృ బికమ్స్ ట్రూ, అష్ట్రు అండ్ ప్రథమాయక వచనం షుడ్ బి అష్ట. ఇఫ్ అశ్వ ఇస్ డిరైవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ అశ్ ధాతు, దెన్ అప్లై కార్మనామిక సంస్కార టు దాట్ and get the word ashta. Therefore, horse should also be called ashta. In fact, in the case of ashva, it is only lakshana, means indicating the verb from which it is derived. Whereas in the case of ashta, it is not indicating. It is directly derived using vyakarana samskara. Therefore, horse should have been called ashta. Nobody calls it like that. Therefore, just look at Ashwaha and look at Ash, you have bihatred the dhatus, therefore try to connect it to some dhatu, it is not acceptable. It is called Ashwaha, it is a rudhi. This is how Gandhiya says, Tardhanamiti Trunam.
Tardhanamiti Trunam.
So Truna, you hear the word Trunam, immediately Trundu Chedane, some dhatu you connect it, therefore it is plucked. Therefore, it is Truna. Then the same dhatu, your nul you apply. Nul you apply, you wore an account. No, no, not nul. You prachaya you apply. Through you, through you. So it should become tardhanam. It has to become like that from Vyakarana Samskara. In the case of Truna, it is nyayavan. Lakshana only is there. Whereas in the case of tardhanam, it is nicely derived from karma. Karma is dhatu, using samskara. So the blessed, the blade of grass should also be called tardhanam. And in fact, when you hear the word tardhanam, the meaning is coming very correct, very clearly. Whereas the tronam, it doesn't come so clearly. Therefore, it should be called tardhanam also, along with the tronam. Nobody calls it that way. Therefore, this argument proves that every word is derived from dhatu is not correct. Okay? One more argument. Fifth, athapi this kimadharaha, that person who has spread the prithivi, he must have an adhara. What is his adhara? What is the adhara that he has got? Kaha kimadhara san aprathivishyat. Okay? Then, atha ananvite arthe apradeshike vikare padebhyaha padetarardhan sanchaskara shakatayanaha. And then this is the sixth argument. Then and also the shakatayana, who argues that every word is derived from the verb only, what he does, the artha is not fitting, the word is there. And the example is satyam. Satyam is the example. And this satyam, it doesn't fit into any given verb. Therefore, he divides it into two words, sa and thya. And then he puts one verb into thya and one verb into sa. And the artha doesn't fit there. Ananvite arthe. The artha is not anvaya. Artha is not nicely fitting into those pieces. And then apradeshike vikare. You see, vikara is break it. Sa is one vikara, thya is one vikara. This sa doesn't connect with any verb. Pradesha is verb. And it is apradeshika. And thya is another apradeshika. Or he will say satu ya. Ya is not a verb, it is not derived from verb, it is apradeshika. Sat is also not derived from verb. So he takes the word satya, makes it into two pieces and tries to connect this to one verb and that to another verb, and the connection is not sitting properly. Huh? Instead of saying satyam is a rudhi, and this shakatayana, padebhyaha padetarardhan sanchaskara. He takes one pada, and from that half pieces he takes, and those pieces he connects with another pada, and then brings those two padas together, and samskara karna, vyakarna samskara, sanchaskara. So vyakarna samskara karta rahta hai. This is the job done by shakatayana. I will put it in a more ananvite arthe, means the artha is not fitting with the shabda, number one problem. Then apradeshike vikarecha, the word he takes and makes it into two pieces. And each piece is a vikara. Is a vikara means a product of the verb. And that piece doesn't fit into the verb. Apradeshike vikare. In such a situation, this is Shakatayana, what he does, he takes a word, pada. From that, the half of another word he creates. And then he takes another word. And from that, the other half of the other word he creates, uses Vyakarana, and ties them up like that. And that is how he makes a word. Just to prove that this word is derived from two different verbs, he is doing all this chhed bhed, he is doing it. This is how Shakatayana is functioning. Like
jayate gacchati iti jagat.
Jayate gacchati iti jagat. Tuk comes from somewhere else. So all those Shakatayana's job is like this. And he gives an example. Ete kaditancha.
Ete kaditancha.
Yakaradincha.
Antakaranam.
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 Astehe suddhancha.
Astehe suddhancha.
Sakaradincha.
Sakaradincha.
Okay. Now take satya, you know. Take indgatam. Ete is indgatam. Okay. Make a niche to that. Niche. Kaditam. Kaditam is niche. So, in E. E plus niche. E plus E. Okay? Then taprachaya. So, E plus E, shap. Shap, A. A you put. If not shap, something else. A. The second E makes the first E guna. Therefore, A, E, A. A plus E, Ayadesha, I, E, A. because of this A, IE gets guna. IE, A. Therefore, it becomes Ayaya, something like that.
Ayaya.
So, and then, so Nijanta you take and put one verbal Ayaka, it becomes. Aya, it becomes Aya, you know, put Kaprachaya. And then the Deadha will come Ayaka, Ayaka he prepares.
You can put Aka, Aka also, Nul, Nul you can put.
Ah, Nul you can put, yes. Nich you put and then put Nul. Nul.
Yeah.
So it becomes Ayaka, Ata Upadhyaya Vruddhi. Ayaka, and out of this Ayaka, drop A. Take Yakaradi. Means only Ya, drop Ka also. So, from the word Satya, he has broken it into three pieces, and one piece, Ya, it came from Ingatav. And how it came? Yeah, you take Ingatav, put Nich, put Nul, okay, Ayaka, it becomes. Then Yakaradi, beginning with Ya, you take. What about A? You drop it. So Yakaradi, beginning with Yaka. You take Yakaradi. Yakaradi is Yakara Akara. Only that much you take. Ya followed A, you know. Don't take Ka. That is the word, that is the one half of Satya. Pade Tara, Ardhan Padebhya. So Pada is Pade Tara, another word is Satya. In that Ardha is Ya. This Ya is derived from Ayaka. Okay? Then Sat is there. Now how to do Sat? So,
just drop it.
This Akataina is doing like this.
Okay.
Even in Nairuptika, everything derived from verb. Okay, Satyam, you derive. Okay, Satyam, okay, Sat, Ya. Ya. Ya came from Ingata. How Ya came from Ingata? Nich you karo. Are Ayaka, it becomes out of Ayaka, you take Yakaradi. Don't begin with Akaradi. Begin with Yakaradi. So Ako chod diya. Yakaradi is Yaka. No. Yakaradi is Ya. Beginning with Yakara and Akara. Drop Ka. And therefore Ya. This Ya came from Ayaka. Came from Ingatav Dhatu, Nijanta. Why Nijanta, whatever? He gives meaning later. So, Satyam is that which takes you to what is. Sat is what is. Prapayati Nijanta. Yathabhutam Prapayati. Sat means Yathabhutam Prapayati. It is Satya. Like that he is deriving. Sanchaskara. All Vyakarana he has by heart, and other samskaras he is using and putting, coming out with this kind of Padebhyaha Padetara Ardhan. So, itara, Padetara is Satya, and one half of it came from one source. Inagatav, Nichu, Nullu, all that it came. Okay, what about Sat? Still we have to arrive at Sat. Astehe Shuddhancha Sakaradincha.
Oh, what is Antakaranam?
Antakaranam means
Yakaradi
and the ending with A. Don't take Ka anymore. Make it the Anta. That Ya you have derived, you know. That make it the Anta of the word Satya.
Okay.
Antakaranam. Not Antakaranam. Antakaranam. Then you are left with Sat. Okay, take As Asabhubi Dhatu. As. And then, in this as, Shuddham. Asdhatika Shuddha Rupa is as only. Okay? So take as as as. And then out of that as, you make it Sakaradi. Means Ako Chodo. Sakaradi. And put one A extra. Now you have become, got Sat. That Til comes, how comes? So, as. And you take that end of that as, that is S. And that S, you make it the Adi of this another word, that is Satya. So the as is taken out Sankara is Prakara, and that is made the first part of the word Satya. In any case, Astiti Sat is there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, there is no reason how to come, sir. Only he takes Asudhatu, Shuddha Dhatu, he takes. Drops A, begins with S, and adds an Akara, and adds a Takara. Put Takara, some Tuk has come. And the Sat. Therefore, what is Satyam? Sat Ayaka. That is how he derived it. This Sat he took from Asabhumi Dhatu. And Ayaka became Ya. So Sat is the exact nature of a given object. Ayaka means one which takes you there. Therefore Satyam, truth, is that which takes a person to the exact nature of a given object. That is how he derived the word Satyam. This is not the proper way. The right thinking is Satyam means truth. That is the root he. Okay? This kind of khichdi making with 2-3 pieces here, 2-3 pieces there, and combining from multiple sources, bring words and put into a single word. This kind of job Shakatayana is doing. This is the argument. One more argument. 7th. Athapi sattva purvo bhava ityahu.
Sattva purvo bhava ityahu.
One more problem is there. You see, you ask anybody, dravyam is there. Guna, kriya. There are two things, guna, quality, and kriya, action. They wholly depend upon an object. Sattva. Object must be there. Once object is there, it will have a quality. Gold is there. It has the quality of shining yellow. Suppose there is no object, can you have the quality yellow? Yellowness. Can you have without an object? You cannot have. Moving is the kriya. Can you have the kriya without the object? No. Therefore, kriya dravyashraya. Gunaha dravyashrayaha. This is how the scholars say. So, bhavaha sattvapurvaha, bhavaha kriyaha, sattvapurvaha, before it can happen, it must have an object prior to kriya should happen. That is how the acharyas are saying. Okay, now you say, from bhava the object came. The object is the foundation for bhava. But you say, no, from bhava the object came. ये वो उल्टा हो गया है अपरस्मात् भावात्
अपरस्मात् भावात्
पूर्वस्य प्रदेशः
पूर्वस्य प्रदेशः
नोपपद्यते
नोपपद्यते
इति वी आस्क ए क्वेश्चन व्हिच इज फर्स्ट द सत्व सत्व इज ऑब्जेक्ट ऑब्जेक्ट और एक्शन व्हिच इज फर्स्ट सो सत्व इज ऑब्जेक्ट इज फर्स्ट सो दिस ऑब्जेक्ट व्हिच इज फर्स्ट gets a name from the action which comes there. Aparasmad bhavat. Purvasya. Purvasya sattvasya. From the later action, the earlier object gets pradeshaha, means karma nama. Pradeshaha is karma. So karma nama it gets. Based, a name it gets based on the action. But it is there even before the action could happen. This is ulta thing it is. Therefore, the object is first. And object is there means nama also will be there. Rupa nama. And then it may do some action. So from the action name won't come. From the object action comes. You got the argument? Tade tannopapadyate.
Tade tannopapadyate.
So this Gadhyacharya's objections are not valid. Tadetat gargyamatam nopapadyate. It is not yukti yuktam. It is wrong. So Siddhanta we will look more. Okay. Just you say one statement. Yathohinuva etat. తద్యత్ర స్వర సంస్కారౌ సమర్థౌ ఆదేశికేన గుణేన అన్వితౌ స్యాతాం సర్వం ప్రాదేశికమితి ఏవం సతి అనుపలంభ ఏష భవతి. అనుపలంభ అనుపాలంభ ఏష భవతి. సో ది ఫస్ట్ అబ్జెక్షన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రికలెక్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ గివ్ ది ఆన్సర్ టు దాట్.